Last week, we were at Spaceport. Today, right now, we're crossing to West Texas in the US. And to find out more what's been cracking, we're from Channel 9, the US correspondent, went Michael Genovese. G'day, Michael.
Hey, Michael.
Paddy Rob, thanks for having me on the show. Yeah, I'm a long way from you boys, in the middle of the West Texas desert, in a town called Van Horn. And I challenge any of your listeners, if they have heard of this place or been through here, to give us a call. Because my take on it, it's the back block. We struggled to even get a beer before. We walked in there and they couldn't serve it to us because they said we're shut. That was about 1 p.m. I can't explain that.
Oh, so it's no Birdsville then, Michael, is it?
No, well, I'm sort of banking on Jeff Bezos coming here tonight with 82-year-old Wally Funk, who they went up to space together today. Hopefully put on a few shots for everyone and they all get a little bit loose, because it's sort of a party vibe here after the successful launch this morning.
Oh, for sure. Now, look, these machines, they're completely different. The one that Branson went up in and the one that Bezos went up in, Branson's looked a lot safer. How does Bezos's machine work?
Yeah, the rocket, the look of the rocket has been a talking point for everyone in town. I reckon it looks like a microphone. What do you boys reckon it looks like?
Well, if you go to some adult shops, you might be thinking, I'm looking at Jeff Bezos's rocket.
But did the rocket part of it actually land itself?
Yeah. So the rocket lands itself. It's amazing. There's no pilot on board any of it. It's a rocket, and at the head of the rocket is the capsule. That comes off, and the capsule floats through space, and then they both descend separately. The rocket came down first. It came down with a massive noise when it broke the sound barrier again back into our orbit, I guess you could say, or our atmosphere. I don't know the technical term. I should, but it was loud. Let me tell you that. It was bloody loud. There's a term for you. And then it's guided by jet propulsion in the same way that you would balance a broomstick on your finger. So imagine that, and they use jet propulsion to lower it towards the ground, and it lands dead bullseye from where it took off on the launch pad. The capsule is a little different. That's where the four astronauts are sitting inside. Three parachutes come up, and that slows that down to a nice soft descent. And then just as it's about to hit, big puff of air underneath that to take away the momentum, and everyone walks away safely. That's the plan, and that's what happened today.
Michael, I'd never heard of the Kármán line until last week because Richard Branson didn't reach it. But Jeff Bezos, in his rock, he did.
Yeah, that's a point of interest. Let's put it that way. They've been throwing a bit of shade at each other, these two billionaire companies. Not so much the founders themselves, but everyone around them. So basically, the Kármán line is 100 kilometres high, and internationally that's recognised as the beginning of space. However, in the United States, they recognise it as the beginning of space being about, I think it's about 80 kilometres or 50 miles. So it differs. Anyway, Branson ended up in between, didn't quite crack the Kármán line. And now the Blue Origin guys from the Jeff Bezos camp, they're all saying, well, there's going to be asterisks next to your names forever because you didn't quite do it. They're also bragging that their windows are bigger in the Blue Origin rocket too. So one third of the surface area of the capsule is made up of windows. So you get a better view if you fly with Blue Origin compared to Virgin Galactic.
Well, Bezos's rocket's bigger too, I think, by the look of it. And I'm just wondering, once that the head of the rocket detaches, because they're so far
up. Explodes, yeah.
Yeah, I know. So the rocket knob comes off, and then what's actually stopping them going into space forever? Because, you know, once you're in space, you could take anywhere. Once you're out of the Earth's atmosphere, you're relying on a computer to stop you floating off forever.
Yeah, we're three rocket scientists, us. Yeah. So when the knob shoots off the rocket, they then use thrusters to make sure that it doesn't just float away into space, and they steer it that way. But it's all controlled from the ground. It's not actually a bloke with a steering wheel or a Nintendo 64 controller on board. They just use remote control from the ground here where we were in Texas. So that means that everyone on board can be a paying customer, and they're going to be paying too. So tickets, you won't find anything cheaper than $200,000 to $400,000 for these early space flights, but they're lining up to go and do it. And the rockets themselves are going to be reusable. Jeff Bezos said today he reckons he can get about 100 goes out of each rocket. So it's about scaling up and making it cheaper so that all of us, well, anyone with enough cash and enough interest, can afford to get into space.
Now, on board was Jeff, his brother, an 18-year-old by the name of Oliver, and an 82-year-old woman by the name of Wally Funk. This is what she had to say post-flight.
I felt so charged I was not nervous. I was just normal person going up into space, and that's what I wanted to feel. Nothing here.
82 years of age, Mick.
Yeah, she's spunky too. I reckon she waved at me as the capsule floated past. So hopefully we see her at the Van Horn pub a bit later tonight. She's got a lot of character. I reckon she'll be leading the charge on the dance floor. She'll be going all night.
That is unreal. And now I suppose for these two, it's all about test caps. Who can get to 100 visits to space first? And I don't know, if we learnt nothing else today, we learnt that rocket knobs are nothing without thrust.
I'm done, boys. I'm done. You've outpunched me with these rocket expressions. So well done to you.
And from Van Horn, I should say, Michael Genovese from Channel 9. Thanks, Michael. For joining us, Michael.
Paddy, Rob, it's been a pleasure.